The painkillers have kicked in. The anti-inflammatories have been consumed. Actually, to be exact, one anti-inflammatory has been consumed. And I'm talking to you from a bed where I put on a dressing gown in the middle of the day. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. And I found safety and a place where my brain is less addled. And this is an audiobook, second in a series about back pain. I really do hope it's going to be a short series and that the issue will be flare up this morning and it'll all be gone, you know, by the end of the day. And okay, and it'll end up being an amusing incident. And on the other hand, I fear that I'm going to be, you know, trying to find a solution to this for the next 10 days and I'm going to have to go to see doctor and all that kind of thing. But in the meanwhile, I've eaten a Marmite sandwich, no butter on it. I just had to get a bit of food into me quickly. And to be truthful, I was intending to go to the shop today to buy some more shopping. And there was nothing I wanted to put. Like, I wasn't really into cucumber sandwiches, to be truthful, for my lunch. But I needed just food in order to take the tablets. That was advice from my brother, who I spoke to on the phone. I spoke to two people on the phone. Well, three, to be exact. And I was due to have a sort of follow-up learning circle conversation meeting with Jan Hart. But I had ended up having on Monday, but I end up having a conversation with her about how it's maybe we'll have to have the next meeting of the group that we both belong to, the Smarter Egg group we both belong to, in my bedroom, you know, if I'm going to be an invalid for the next 2 weeks. I won't be a very good invalid, but I will actually put it to good use. I mean, back pain is bad. I'm not as bad as I could be, to be truthful. I mean, the pain is bearable now that I've taken the drugs, and I will take more drugs later. And I'm sitting here on the bed. I got a Moleskin notebook beside me. I got an iPad here. I've got a notebook here. I've got several books. The books beside me are called Prayer of the Dragon by Elliot Patterson and Beyond Prozac by Dr. Terry Lynch, neither of which I've opened in ages. They just happen to be languishing there. Somewhere beside me is Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. You know, totally unplanned. I see Stephen Fry, I see Poella Coella, and I see Obliquity by John Kay, and I could be very boring just listing books, but it is the start of internment, as far as I'm concerned, internment in the bed. And I did actually gather around me, somewhere here beside me, my copy of Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman. If I'm going to be here for a week, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to do a whole collection of audiobooks. I'm going to read Leaves of Grass from beginning to end into audio. You know, I'll threaten to do something, but I won't do that yet. I just have to get through day one. Anyway, that's it. Just a little update on how my life has been hijacked by back pain. And just before I finish, I have to say that I came across, it happened while I was on holidays, but an absolutely stupendously good blog post by documentally Christian Payne about his own experience of hospital. Now, this is a poor man's hospital here in a bed at home, but I wonder who I could phone up and get to come to the house and make me a cup of tea and sit on the end of the bed and chat to me. Well, it was going to be all bloody monologues. Okay, keep well, and my one bit of advice is your back might go next.